It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
And welcome to Explore Fairbanks, everybody, talking everything tourism and exploring Fairbanks in the Golden Heart City. I'm your host for today, Jerry Evans, wearing my hat as a public relations manager at Explore Fairbanks. And joining me in the studio is Lou Frenzel. She's here to talk about the upcoming Festival of Native Arts. Welcome, Lou.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. So your official title is student coordinator and volunteer coordinator for the Festival of Native Arts. Let's start this way. Now, I'm born and raised here in Fairbanks, and I've been at the Festival of Native Arts years ago, but if somebody hasn't made that journey up yet, how would you describe the three-day Festival of Native Arts?
Oh, wow. I would call it an extravaganza, Indigenous extravaganza. Yeah, it's a gathering in the spirit of our traditional gatherings that would welcome in the springtime, it's this beautiful event that combines performances, artists from around the state and beyond. We're also in an international event. We've had groups from Canada, Greenland, Russia, Japan. We have groups from Canada this year. And we have workshops, we have a Native Games tournament. So we have so much to offer the public.
Right. And you know, before we get too far in, I should probably let people know that this year the Festival of Native Arts is going to be taking place February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. That's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Doors will open on Thursday and Friday night at 5:30. They'll open at 3:30 on Saturday and goes until about 10 o'clock at night. And it takes place in the Fine Arts Complex up at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. So, Lou, this is the 50th year, and if I believe I can pronounce this correctly, Troth Yetta Forever, Our Ways of Life. Now, you guys change themes every year. What's the significance of this theme for the 50th anniversary?
Right. So, I actually came up with the theme last year. We voted on it. thank you. It was important for me when I was thinking of what I would like to see out of a theme, just to honor the place name that's always been. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is now officially known as Troth Yetta Campus. It's always been Troth Yetta, and it will always be Troth Yetta. So I just wanted to kind of memorialize that for the 50th. And the students in the Festival of Native Arts Club voted on that theme. And we all really believe in the message that it sends, that we're here. We've always been here. We're here to stay. And this is this place, Troth Yetta, which means the place of the wild potato. It's the name of the ridge that UAF sits on. And it was historically known as a place of great learning and a place of gathering. Meeting between tribes.
Right. So I know there is a, they do some ceremonial stuff out there in that field near the museum up on the UAF campus. Of course, this time of year, I'm guessing most of the stuff will be done indoors in the Festival of Native Arts, but they still do some celebrations out there in the field. Is that correct?
Yes. And that's actually the future site of the Indigenous, Troth Yetta Indigenous Studies Center, that field next to the museum.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So it says here, now you're the student and volunteer coordinator for the Festival of Native Arts here in Fairbanks, celebrating the 50th year. So are you still in need of volunteers? Because that's one thing about the KFAR listeners. They're very, they like to be active and they like to be involved in things. So are you still looking for volunteers for this year?
I am, yes. If you are interested in helping out with Festival of Native Arts, please email me at uaf-festival@alaska.edu. Again, that's uaf-festival@alaska.edu. What I'm looking for are donations of potluck dishes. We have a potluck that we serve to our participants. That is our vendors, our performers, and our volunteers, which is not open to the public, but we are looking for any kind of dish that you would bring to a gathering, and also folks to be present in that building, which is close to where the action is happening at festival. It's that takes place between 6 and 8 p.m. For our participants, and we are looking for drop-off of dishes between 5 and 6 and pickup of dishes between 8 and 9.
So they don't necessarily have to be traditional.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, you can bring casserole, mac and cheese, chowder, soup, yeah, salad.
Okay. And just if anybody was scrambling around for a pen, we will give that address or that email address again.
Of course.
Near the end of the show. So celebrating the, holy cow, 50th year. So can you tell us a little bit about how the Festival of Native Arts got started and maybe some changes in how it actually got carried on to this point?
Right. In 1973, a group of Native students and staff all decided that they wanted to see something happen at Fairbanks, the Fairbanks campus that brought back the feeling of the celebrations that they all grew up with back home. In our many of our cultures, we celebrate the end of winter and the return of spring by having invitational festivals in which outlying communities would join together and share in food and dance and just celebrating another year of life. And so that was the start of festival. They actually had a 5-day festival in the beginning, in which each day was dedicated to a different cultural group around the state. So you'd have Anupak Day, Yupik Day, Diné Day, Thlinkit Day, and Unang Day. And that doesn't represent like every single group, but that's how it started. Now we combine all of the cultures together in 3 days. And so I don't know when exactly that transition occurred during the like 80s, maybe 90s. Right. But we're not separating by group, though that was a very, very cool idea in which the whole day was like arts and crafts were Anupak, dance was Anupak, the language was Anupak for Anupak Day, for example. Now you just get just kind of the whole range presented it.
Well, it's great, and it's in a shorter period of time because you almost have to do that.
Yeah, a 5-day event would be pretty tough to pull off. I don't know how they did it back then. They were so organized.
So, of course, the Festival of Native Arts, we want to make sure that people realize that it is a celebration of the lifestyle of the indigenous people, but non-indigenous people are obviously welcome to go and view and in many cases actually participate, would you say?
Absolutely. Yes, it is open to all, and we welcome those who are interested and curious about learning. It did begin as not just a celebration of Indigenous culture between the cultures. We wanted to share with not just the UAF community, but the greater Fairbanks community, and anyone who wanted to travel and attend. So by participating, that can look like joining us in our workshops Friday and Saturday morning between 10 and 2 at the Wood Center. We have various language workshops. There's going to be a Gwich'in workshop, a Yuchtun workshop, which is the Yupik language, and a Anupak workshop. There's going to be a Yupik dance performance workshop, a Polynesian dance workshop. There are and those will be interactive. Those aren't just, you know, like sitting and listening to people be the experts. They're engaging. And another way that the public can participate in festival is to join the dance groups on stage for their invitational songs, which are usually the last songs of each performance.
Oh, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say get up on stage and dance, you're not getting up there and doing air guitar. You're actually learning dances from the, mm-hmm. that particular dance group, correct?
Yes, and generally they're fairly easy to follow along to. A lot of people might be intimidated because some of the, you know, dances can look very intricate, but invitationals are usually selected to be very, like, user-friendly folks. You see all sorts of, people from all backgrounds up on the stage together sharing that space, and it's beautiful.
That's very cool. I've been to the Festival of Native Arts before, and when I go to WIO, I tell everybody it's hard not to just walk around with a smile plastered on your face, because mm-hmm. you can really just, you can feel the positive energy that that everybody brings.
Right. It's so happy. That's the first thing that I like to tell people when they ask about festival, which is it's one of the happiest times of year. People are seeing each other for the first time, you know, maybe all year, because we have folks traveling from many different villages to participate. We have elders who might not get out as much who mm-hmm. make a special trip to come to festival. There's youth. There's just, it's just such a beautiful community event. Yeah, just happy people gathering together, hugging and high-fiving and fist bumping, and just it's so good.
Yeah, very cool. And again, I love the fact that you're trying to include, because you're trying to, you know, educate and involve people who might not have a lot of dealings or interaction with, you know, with, well, especially celebrations like that. The people is different on a one-on-one basis. Mm-hmm. But I see what you would say. It might be a little intimidating to get up on stage and try to learn a new dance move. But one of the things that I found interesting with a lot of the dances is that they're actually telling stories. And if mm-hmm. you know what the story is, the moves make a little more sense.
Yeah. And a lot of the songs, like for my region, we have a number of Yupik groups that'll be performing this year, Yupik and Jupik. You know, those are sung in Yuchtin and Juchtin. And so, you know, if you're not a speaker of either of those languages, you may not understand exactly what the song is about, but a lot of the dance moves are kind of, you can sort of get an idea of what's right. being represented. Yeah, so they definitely tell stories, and that's with every culture. And I'm just speaking, you know, as a Yupik person.
Sure.
The Diné songs have stories. The Thlinkit songs have stories. The Inupiaq, Unangak, Alutiiq songs, they all tell stories.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. So we talked a little bit earlier off mic about that different groups can and often have come from around the state. I know a lot of them this year are actually on the road system, because you know, transportation can be pretty rough coming from some of the outlying communities or villages. So where are most of the performers coming from this year?
Oh, well, we do have a number of performers driving up from Anchorage, and some of them are flying up from Anchorage. But a lot of these performers in those groups originally come from Southwest sure. Alaska, like the Bering Sea area, Bristol Bay area. But we also have a lot of interior villages. We have, 13 total. We have 13 different performance groups. And unfortunately this year, none are flying in from rural communities.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, you know, is hopefully something that we can work in the future to help get folks
everything
here.
All these type of things got derailed a little bit a couple of years back, and so you know sometimes it's taken a while to make those connections and get things back to what they were before. So we talked about wanting to get the public or people who normally don't go up on campus or to events like this, you're encouraging them to go. Is there transportation or some kind of shuttle that might be available?
Yep, we do. We offer a shuttle. If you're familiar with UAF, you might know that the parking is really limited.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, it's hard to find parking close to any of the buildings on lower campus, which is where the Fine Arts Complex is on lower campus. There is certainly is parking on the arts building and in front of Signers Hall, but most of the parking will be in the Nenana parking lot, which is across from the Patty Center. So we have a shuttle on a constant loop from the Patty Center and Nenana parking lots that go directly to the front doors of the Great Hall.
Great.
And that's probably a 5 to 7 minute rotation. So if you want to come and you don't want to bother looking for parking up close, just park at the Nenana Center or Nenana parking lot and right. wait for the shuttle in the on the shuttle station.
Right.
And that'll run from 4 to 11.
Great. And of course, with the weather as it's been now, you know, waiting outside for bus or even walking up for some people, is it the yeah. challenge it was a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, we don't want to have anyone walking from the Nenana Center or Nenana parking lot to the Fine Arts Complex.
All right. Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Explore Fairbanks. I'm Jerry Evans, and joining me in the studio is Lou Frenzel talking about the Festival of Native Arts. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more of Explore Fairbanks with Lou right after this.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
With northern lights in the sky and plenty to do on the ground, winter in Fairbanks offers something for everyone. Let Explore Fairbanks help you discover all there is to see and do this winter in Fairbanks. Visit explorefairbanks.com to browse the events, calendar, find businesses to visit, or check out the Fairbanks Winter Guide. You can also visit us 7 days a week inside the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. From dog mushing to ice sculptures and skiing to theater, get out. Explore Fairbanks this winter.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
And we are back with Explore Fairbanks. Once again, I'm your host, Jerry Evans, and joining me to talk about the Festival of Native Arts is student and volunteer coordinator for the Festival of Native Arts, Lou Frenzel. So, Lou, we were talking a little bit. So you're student coordinator. See, I never realized until we started having this conversation that the Festival of Native Arts is really kind of a student production, or it's student led. Has that always been the case?
Yes. Yeah. It was dreamed up by students. In fact, one of the founding students, John Pingayak, from CHIVAC, who is a pretty revered elder in that area, was is going to be with us at festival this year as one of the performers. But what he and the rest of the group that initially started festival believed in, just the staff. The staff believed in the power of students. That, you know, we have our course loads,
yes,
but we also have strong drives to create community. And the students that I'm working with this year are absolutely amazing. They are so driven, so passionate. They want to see this be a success. They know that this is the 50th and that we're trying to make it as epic as we can, right, to offer the community. We have students driving 8 different committees, little subcommittees. We have a backstage committee, a security committee, a vendor support committee. There is an elders room and a children's room, which I'd like to get to talking about also. Yeah, that's just a handful of the ones that we have. There's a production crew committee because we have a live stream, which is another thing that I want to talk about. But yeah, every single one of those areas is mostly peopled by students.
Excellent. And again, we should probably recap just a little bit more information because we've been talking about the Festival of Native Arts, the 50th anniversary. That's going to be taking place February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The doors open on Thursday and Friday at 5:30. They open at 3:30 on Saturday and stays open till about 10 o'clock. But during the day, you guys have workshops and other things. Is there a go-to website location where people can find out more information on how they can get involved and in what's involved?
Right. Yes, there is. We are currently updating our website, but it is fna.community.uaf.edu.
Or you just
you can just Google Festival of Native Arts. Then that'll be the first. The first result.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I did too. Just Google Festival of Native Arts because.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have a hard time remembering your email address. the email. So the website's even be tougher. But again, we will give your email again before we leave.
I will say follow us on Facebook. If you just look up Festival of Native Arts on Facebook, that's where a lot of our information goes out first. Because we have just with our the bulk of our festival goers are Facebook users.
Okay. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. So you said you wanted to give a little emphasis on the youth programs and what's available for younger kids as well.
Well, we have a children's room. Okay. It's hosted by the Fairbanks Children's Museum. Just look for the signage in the Great Hall that points you toward that. It's just kind of like a little space where kids who might get overstimulated for smaller children have like sensory activities, craft stations, little building activities. It will be not a drop-off center. We do ask that parents accompany their kiddos, but we'll have folks present at all times to be in that space that's dedicated for children. We also have an elders room, which we have every year, and this room is specially for our revered elders. We'll serve moosehead soup. There'll be like real fish agurak there. It's going to be a space kind of away from like the busyness of the action so that they can, you know, sit together, tell stories, visit with younger people if they want to join. So, yeah, that's something we like to offer every year is an elder space and a children's space.
That's awesome. What a great way. And, of course, encouraging as we're here talking about it on KFAR radio, we're encouraging the public to, especially if you've never gone and don't realize how great of an event that this is. So in the evenings, we talked about performances. And of course, when I think of that, I think of drums and dancing. But there's more to it than that, correct?
Oh, yeah. Often we'll have groups that aren't just what people think of when they think of Alaska Native performances. This year we have the Young Native Fiddlers who will be performing on Friday. We are coming out with our schedule of the actual lineup with the times for all of the groups for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll have that schedule out today on our website and on the Facebook page. So you'll get to see like the whole lineup of performers. There will be this year mostly what you kind of described as the drumming and the singing. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to the Young Native Fiddlers very much so.
That's very cool. Yeah, you want to keep it. Well, I mean, it's been going on for 50 years, and I don't know if people anticipated that when they first start. You know, when you start something like that, you hope that it has the longevity and it builds, and it certainly seems like it has.
Yes, I mean, this is just to be in my position right now, having just I'm standing on the shoulders of so many people that have come before doing the same work. And I have so much respect for everybody who has continued this tradition. So much love has gone into this tradition. We are recognized now as a Nanuk tradition up on campus. There's a few different annual events that are that have that honor, and we are now one of them.
Nice.
It's sometimes I'm at a loss for words, like how special it is.
And we
hope to see another 50 years.
So, so again, the significance of the 50th anniversary, can we recap real quick? It's, I wanted to make sure I pronounce this correct, and apparently I am, Trothieta Forever, Our Ways of Life. Mm-hmm. And that's the theme for this year.
Yes.
And if you guys already, you're probably not even thinking about next year. You're trying to get through this year, aren't you?
Okay, so. We'll be thinking about next year as soon as Saturday is over. We were so excited last year to just plan ahead for the following one. And I mean, it's so much fun that we were always writing down ideas of what we can do better, what we can do differently. So, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, now we still have about 2 minutes left. So now be a good time to kind of recap. But is there anything that you would like to talk about that we really haven't gotten?
Well, I think I did skip over the last part of our theme, our ways of life.
Okay.
That was very important to, it's actually, coincidentally, the AFN convention in the fall also was named Our Ways of Life. But that's such a universally indigenous worldview. It's like, it's not just this group's way of life. It's not just that group's way of life. It's all of our ways of life that we're bringing together to share. Our ways of life, they're not just performances. They're not just crafts that we sell. They're not just, you know, workshops that we host. Like this is how we live, you know, like these performances that we share go back thousands and thousands of years. These crafts that we are selling go back thousands and thousands of years. Like everything that we're sharing since time immemorial have been who we are. I wanted to emphasize that it's not just Trothieta Forever, it's Trothieta Forever, Our Ways of Life, just to have a really big, epic theme for this year, for the 50th.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Once again, you're listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio talking with Lou Frenzel about the Festival of Native Arts. And again, for the KFAR listeners, if you've never been to an event like this, they're heavily encouraging you to come and not only view, but also to take part, whether it's in the workshops, whether it's getting on stage and dancing when it's appropriate. I should probably say that. So again, how's a good way to get a hold of you if anybody has any questions that might not be covered online?
You can email me or give me a call. My email address again is uaf-festival@alaska.edu. And my number is 907-474-6864.
Right. That's what I called, and you always answer with this. I can hear the smile in your voice when you answer the phone. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Lou. Really appreciate it. And I can guarantee that you will see me up there for at least one of those nights.
Yes.
At the Festival of Native Arts taking place, of course, let me see. Where did we say? February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. That's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday's doors open. Thursday and Friday at 5:30, on Saturday at 3:30. Open till about 10 o'clock in the Fine Arts Complex. If you have a hard time parking, park right out there in the big field in front of the Patty Center. There's a shuttle that will be taking people around. So plan on it. Plan on coming out and enjoying yourself and learn a little bit more about the land that we all live in. Again, thank you very much, Lou, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Jerry.
My pleasure. You've been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio. For more information, log on to explorefairbanks.com. To listen to this or any past show, just log on to the KFAR archives page at kfarradio.com. This has been a presentation of Last Frontier Media Active.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.